Let's talk next about a big factor in the health of people in Russia, alcohol. A lot has changed in Russia over the past several years, but one thing has not: the love of the national drink, vodka. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Drinking is Russia's delight, so says an 11th century chronicle of Russian history. Today, sales of beer and wine are skyrocketing, but it's still hard to imagine any social gathering not lubricated by the old standby, vodka. At a downtown restaurant, Yuri Yermoshin says you can't toast without vodka, and that it's best drunk in shots, ice cold, and accompanied by pickles and meat pies. The government says alcohol consumption in Russia has almost tripled since the end of communism. That's helped fuel an explosion of new vodkas on store shelves. Ruski Standart, or Russian Standard, has 60% of the so-called premium vodka market. It was launched in 1998 by the flamboyant billionaire Rustam Tariko, who's now exporting it to the United States.
It's a very successful product in my country, and Russians love it. And Americans should just trust Russian taste, you know.
Still, Russian vodka sales abroad are a tiny fraction of those of Smirnoff, Absolut, and other vodkas produced in the West. Vodka historian Alexander Nikishin believes that's a mistake.
Russia invented a major product that's drunk all over the world, but we haven't marketed it properly. We should trademark the name vodka, like the French region of Champagne.
But the claim that vodka first appeared in Russia is hotly debated, especially by people in Poland who say their ancestors invented it. Most Western experts believe the drink first appeared somewhere in Eastern Europe as knowledge of distillation spread there from the West. At Ruski Standard's new facility near St. Petersburg, vodka is made from almost pure spirit, then filtered through charcoal, which the producers say is what gives the drink its taste. The process for making Russian vodka today was developed more than a century ago by Dmitry Mendeleev, the chemist who also devised the periodic chart of the elements. Historian Alexander Nikishin.
Vodka has to have an unpleasant taste, an unpleasant odor, like it's always had. But if you drink it with the right food, it provides its own unique satisfaction. The Russian standard is the standard for vodka.
The government is now considering returning to a state monopoly on spirit production that existed under the Tsars and the Soviet Union. That would provide a source of income and help crack down against the pervasive manufacture of counterfeit vodkas, sometimes from industrial solvents, and said to be responsible for up to 40,000 deaths a year. Historian Alexander Nikishin.
Vodka is both a gift and a curse, depending on how you control it. If it's sold cheaply, many people drink it. But if you make it expensive and difficult to buy, they'll drink all sorts of rotten substitutes.
One thing seems clear. A visit to any Moscow bar is enough to confirm that whoever produces vodka in the future, there's no sign its popularity is going to tank anytime soon. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.